Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today in the United States, we celebrate what we call Independence Day, one of the great milestones in our development as a nation, as a people, and it is a day to render thanks to God. And those of you listening to this program who are not from the United States, take time yourself to thank God for the country you are in. And if that is not good, that you may be given a good place to live. Pray for it. Ask God for it. But let us thank God today for his goodness to his people. Let's draw near to him, and whatever you have to thank him for, take today to do that. We here will be celebrating in particular our own independence, our development now as a nation unto ourselves. We thank God for that. We thank God for that blessing, for that opportunity. The first reading is taken from the book of the prophet Amos, chapter 5, verses 14 to 15, and then 21 to 24. See good and not evil, that you may live. Then truly will the Lord, the God of hosts, be with you as you claim. Hate evil, love good, and let justice prevail at the gate. Then it may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will have pity on the remnant of Joseph. I hate and I spurn your feasts, says the Lord. I take no pleasure in your solemnities. Your cereal offerings I will not accept, nor consider your stall-fed peace offerings. Away with your noisy songs. I will not listen to the melodies of your harps. But if you would offer me burnt offerings, then let justice surge like water and goodness like an unfailing stream. In other words, I don't want all your celebrations. What I want is your heart. What I want is your life. What I want is your discipleship. And here today in the United States, I say to all of us from this country, yes, we celebrate our independence, but what are we doing with that independence? What kinds of decisions are we making in the marketplace today? Are they to express our gratitude to God? Are we seeking, part of our gratitude is wanting his will, wanting his way? Are we doing that today? We call ourselves one nation under God. Are we? And if we are not, what are we going to do about it? We turn to prayer, brothers and sisters, for our nation and for all nations, that all of us may be under God, that we may see him as the supreme authority in our lives. Let's not just let this holiday be a holiday of barbecues, and though you can do all of that, picnics, events, all of that's fine and fun. Everybody needs some fun in their lives. But I ask you to take at least 5 minutes today and seriously say, are we one nation under God? In other words, are we truly under his will? Do we seek to do his will in our lives, in terms of the country, in terms of the church, in terms of our own individual lives? Where are we? And then don't point fingers. Start with yourself. Am I living my life daily under God's authority, under God's vision, under God's love, under God's wisdom? Am I seeking always to do his will? Take this seriously, brothers and sisters. We need to. Psalm 50, to the upright I will show the saving power of God. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. And there's one verse here in Psalm 50 that I particularly want to refer to. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and you cast my words behind you. Pay attention. Psalm 50, read the whole psalm, but pay attention to that set of verses. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline? And you cast my words behind you. In other words, we're not obedient to God. Then what are we celebrating? We should be celebrating that we're one nation under God, ordered to his principles, to his direction, to his love. And if that's not true in the area where I live, what am I doing about it? First thing you do is pray, pray, pray. First and foremost, pray. Don't come up with an idea and then run after it. Might be a good idea, but it might not be God's idea today. You come before the Lord. Lord, for the sake of our country, for the sake of the church, bring us under your lordship. And how do you want to use me to help that to happen in my own area? The gospel today is the gospel of Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 to 34. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Poor men under the influence of the evil one. Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding, and the demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." And they came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea where they drowned. Ouch! For people for whom that was their livelihood. And the swineherds ran away. When they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. Why? Because he was upsetting their lives. He's upsetting their ordinary lives, even though you have two men possessed by the devil, and he's trying to set them free. But he stirred up everything, and he caused confusion all around. And they lost their herd. They want him out of there. Brothers and sisters, when God establishes his dwelling among us, he puts things in order. And it costs sometime. It isn't all sweetness and light. It is, and it will be so. But he first addresses our sins. He addresses our priorities. Where are we? Are we following him or not? Are we one nation under God or not? And you say, "Well, you know, I'm only one person." Then be that one person that the light might shine in the darkness. That's the call. It's the call upon us. The preface for today's liturgy says in part this: he spoke to us a message of peace and taught us to live as brothers and sisters. His message took form in the vision of our founding fathers as they fashioned a nation where we might live as one. His message lives on in our midst as our task for today and a promise for tomorrow. Oh, brothers and sisters, may that prayer become true in our own lives. May it become true within the city or the town in which we live. May it come true most of all in our own families and in our church. There is an excerpt in Magnificat magazine from Archbishop John Carroll, who was the first bishop of the United States. Archbishop John Carroll. And this is what he said in 1791, celebrating this Independence Day. This is what he said: "God has visited you in particular by a signal instance of his mercy in removing the obstacles which heretofore cramped the free exercise of our religious functions, our meeting together in this place to perform our public worship. That cross, the signal of our faith and monument of its triumphs over the powers of idolatry and infidelity, That altar, erected to perpetuate the great sacrifice of the law of grace and continued oblation of Christ's body and blood as a propitiation for sin. These, dear brethren, are objects calculated to renew the memory of events in which is displayed the eternal wisdom reaching from end to end, embracing all space and ages under its comprehension, arrangements, and harmoniously disposing all things. If we were really one nation under God, peace and harmony would result. Those are my words, not Archbishop John Carroll. He goes on to say, "We particularly, dear brethren, must feel a tender sentiment of gratitude toward the bestower of every good gift for the favors we now enjoy. Whenever we recall to our remembrance the vicissitudes which have filled up the destinies of our church since her first establishment by her head and founder, Christ Jesus, down to this present day, divine providence has so directed the course of human affairs. The Holy Spirit has so worked upon and tutored the minds of men that now, agreeably to the dictates of our own consciences, we may sing canticles of praise to the Lord in a country no longer foreign or unfriendly to us, in a country now become our own and taking us into her protection. In return for so great a blessing, your first duty was, and I trust that you forget it not, to render to Almighty God the tribute of thankfulness due above all to Him, and next to bear in your hearts gratitude, respect, and veneration for them whose benevolence was the instrument of God's favor and mercy toward us. Let your earnest supplications be addressed to the throne of grace, that every blessing, temporal and eternal, may descend on your fellow citizens, your brethren in Jesus Christ. Be solicitous to extend, by your example and encouragement, the prevalence of Christian virtues, to recommend your religion by the innocence of your manners and the sanctity of your lives, and especially by cultivating the first of Christian duties, that which is dearest to our blessed and charitable Redeemer, a spirit of peacefulness and mutual love one for the other. Your particular circumstances call upon you for uncommon watchfulness over yourselves and unusual exertions in all the exercises of a Christian life. In other words, live holy lives and live them, because that is what will defend us against the enemy seeking to destroy, to divide, to conquer by whatever means this country, the land of the free and the home of the brave. May we know what that freedom truly is. May we seek it, pray for it, and live lives that will bring blessing to people, will draw them closer to Christ. May they find peace because of you. May they find hope because of you. May they find wisdom because of you, for both the church and for this nation. May God give us the grace and strength to change what we personally need to change and to follow Him with all our hearts. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.